There was a Rimafar contributor this morning called Not All Clear who told us that a Melbourne paramedic was electrocuted whilst defibrillating a patient using manual pressure augmentation technique. I'm going to have a guess that manual pressure is what you and I would see as that, you know, what's
day the word? Day
Saturday, whatever the song's called.
Agadaka song?
No, Staying Alive. I know a doctor who uses Another One Bites the Dust. And I assume that that's augmented by some use of electricity. Danny Hill, Secretary of the Victorian Ambulance Union. Danny, I guess first things first, did it happen?
Yeah, it's true. Some paramedics were attending a cardiac arrest. It was actually in regional Victoria. And while they were defibrillating the patient to stop and restart the heart for the patient in cardiac arrest, one of the paramedics has actually been shocked and sent back across the room.
Is this because there was a faulty defibrillator?
No, it's a technique they're trialling called manual pressure augmentation. And what that is when you put the defibrillation pads on the patient, then normally what you would normally do is stand back and hit the button from a distance without any contact with the patient. What the paramedics are trialling at the moment is a technique where they actually place their hands on the pads and apply some pressure, which actually improves the conductivity of the shock. And for patients with a bigger body frame, it sort of brings the pads slightly closer together. So effectively, it makes it more effective. But clearly, something's happened where it's placed the paramedic at risk. And at the moment, we don't know what it is, but it's got to be investigated before it's used again.
Well, I assume the trial stopped.
Yeah, we found out about this yesterday. This actually happened on Friday morning. So we found out about it yesterday and stopped the trial straight away. And Ambulance Victoria have ceased the trial. Being an electrocution in a workplace, it has to be looked at by WorkSafe. You know, luckily, the paramedic was not permanently harmed by it, but it's painful, and you know, this is a shock that is actually used to stop a heart rhythm, so it has the power to do that and can be quite life threatening for the operator as well.
How many volts?
They work at 200 joules is the shock that it delivers. So more than enough in a patient in cardiac arrest to stop their heart, so enough to stop the heart of someone else.
So, Danny, is this a method, this pressure augmentation technique, is it a method that's used in other states?
Yeah, it's used a lot, and it's used in hospital primarily, but the problem when you take something from the hospital environment and try to do it out there on road is that you're taking something from a controlled hospital ward or theatre or resus room, out into a patient's home where you have a lot of other factors. You don't know what surface the patient's on. You know, you can't use a defibrillator on a steel surface, for example, or if there's water around. So there's always an increased risk when you take these hospital techniques and put them out there on road. And that doesn't mean it doesn't have some merit in the future, but until we know it's safe, it's just not something we can support our members doing.
We think 200 joules is 33 volts. I don't know whether that sounds about right. Danny, thank you, as always, for being available.
Thank you.
Electric fences on farms are about 3,000.
Oh.
Yeah. And there have been men
yes.
who have, time from time,
yes.
felt the urge and been caught short.
Yeah.
And they formed a group. And they get together.
And they call?
No, they get together every year for a sausage sizzle.